Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is your host, Dylan Fielding. Today we are talking to Christine Watkins, representative from District 69. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What's going on at the legislature as it continues to roll on? I noticed there are only 23 days left.
Okay. I don't count. I'm so busy. I'm glad you updated me on that. But, well, we have most of the sub-appropriation committees are done with their work on Friday. In mine, we prioritized all of the spending that we wanted, which, of course, all of the other committees did the same thing. And I had a member of the Natural Resources Sub-Appropriation Committee talked to me last night. We met at an event, and he said we were able to partially fund our request for money for Wellington. Mayor Joan Powell and I presented quickly Thursday morning our needs and the amount of money that we were requesting. And he told me that, and this is the committee that I was on for 4 years when I was up here before, and of course I acknowledged that, but he told me last night that our funding request was the only one that was funded by the Natural Resources Committee other than members on that committee. So all of the members that were on that committee were able to move up and prioritize something that was special to them, and ours was the only one that was not. So of course, having me there, having Senator Hinkins as the chair of that committee didn't hurt. And so anything we can get. And so I was pleased to hear that and hope that executive appropriations will not change any of that. And they probably should not.
Well, that's great. Do you know how much it is yet?
Not exactly. He couldn't quite remember, but I know it's over $100,000. And one of our big expenses that has to be done is the engineering plan for cleaning out the river, and that has to before they can even get a permit. So even if that's what we get done, that's huge.
It's long, slowly, especially
yeah.
This year when the budget isn't as flush as it has been in times past.
Exactly. Everyone who's making requests, they're getting some partial amounts of those requests. And So, for me, anything that we can get that heads us in that direction is important to me. So, and then, of course, we've got the Education Committee, as you know, former educator. And so that is important to me. And it looks like they're going to get, education's going to get a 3% increase. And another thing they're talking about doing is paying for the licensing fees for teachers. When I first started teaching, we didn't pay any of those fees, and then they imposed fees on us, and now they're talking about paying for those. That's not a huge amount, but it's something that may help teachers, especially as they're coming in, and then, of course, retaining teachers, because we do have a teacher shortage, and we need to do what we can to recruit good educators and people who are willing to stay in the profession.
How much are the fees?
They started at $70. I still have my license, and I spent well over $100 renewing my license, and it's pretty much the same because you have to get a fingerprint, and that costs so much. Your fingerprint so much, and then you have to do the licensing and that so much, and then a background check, and that was so much. So they all add up.
Yes. Yes. What else?
And then we have the House Committee approved a bill to end school grading. A couple of years ago, they started grading schools and, A down to an F. And it really wasn't a fair measure of things because we do have areas that the demographics work against them. Poverty, transient families, San Juan, where you have a lot of the Navajo kids who kind of, they live in kind of a different world than we do because of their culture. And so it's not that people aren't working hard. They just kind of working against up going up against a steeper hill than some areas. And as the representative who proposed this bill said, the only people she knew who were happy about it were the Board of Realtors, because they could say, oh, this is an A school or a B school district or whatever. But I'm very pleased that it made it through, but I know that in the Senate, it may not make it through because they like this. So
how will you tell how well the school is doing if they eliminate that? Are they proposing to put anything else in there?
Yeah, they wanted to change some of the criteria for this. So instead of saying that this is an F or a D or an A school, they would talk about the different categories in the school. How do the special ed kids perform and the regular kids, and looking at overall test scores for students. Because, we do the SAGE testing in the schools, but parents have the right to opt their kids out. So you can have a very bright student who would help pull that school average up, and parents go, no, I don't want to have them tested, and they pull them out. And that does happen. It does happen.
I know when my kids have moved to other areas in the country, that's one of the things they always check on is how the school is doing or rated wherever they're moving.
Right. So, right. Well, that's like she said, the realtors like this because they can sell homes in different areas.
That's exactly what they did. And so I can understand that.
Yeah. So it's not going to, it wouldn't take away everything. It would be, can we readjust at what we look at as to what makes a successful school?
Well,
and so you'd be kind of looking at for what your child needs.
Yeah, and if you break it down instead of, okay, this is an A school, if you break it down into five different categories or something, that really gives you more information.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's a great bill, but it probably won't pass in the Senate. But we're busy up here. The sub-appropriation committees are done, so now we're hitting just our regular standing committees hard. Bills are coming up on the floor. I'm part of that with the Rules Committee. And so we're in our committee meetings listening to bills and either moving them on or not.
Well, that's an important work to do. And I appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us on Castle Country Focus. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.